used to go to Upati Maharaj. She was very upset about it, naturally. And she had so many aspirations for her son. She always considered Baba her firstborn, even though Jamshed was the first child. But she was very young then, and when Jamshed was born, when he would be brought over to her, mother would turn over this way, turn her face this way. And when Jamshed, when the child was brought this side, she would turn her head the other way. And so my aunt, my mother's older sister, adopted the child, took care of the child. Jamshed brought him up. He always called her mother. And mother always said that Mehran was her firstborn, and she loved him very much. And she was going to send him to the West for education or further education, and she had so many aspirations for him. So when all this happened, it upset her very much. It pained her very much. And she had a lot of spirit, and she was not going to let it take it lying down with Maharaj taking her son away as it were. So she used to go to Upati Maharaj, and they'd have a good tiff over it, you see. And she would tell Maharaj that the world is full of mothers, and they have so many sons. Why then couldn't you find another boy for your son or to keep him with you? Why did you have to choose my son of all the sons on earth? Why didn't you go and get yourself another one? And Baba was there, Mehran, he was still Mehran there, and Maharaj said, but I told him to go. He doesn't go. Mehran, come here. Yes, mother says you go home with her. She's got a nice girl for you to marry, and you go along with her and marry do business and cheat and lie and do all those things they do out there, and go have a fine time. And then he told mother, while you're about it, find me a wife also. Find a girl for me, a wife for me too. One for Mehran, one for me. I'm your son too. And mother said, rubbish, you're an old man, you're not anything. But you know, she had great respect for him. They were loud, but they were always wrangling over Mehran. And of course Mehran at that time would do whatever Maharaj told him. And but after that, Baba didn't. Well, once when she was going in the train, she would come and go. She would not let it lie like that. After a while, it would be all right, and Maharaj would pacify her. And first they would fight, and then they would embrace, and then all would be well, and there would be promises and cheers. And then she would come back, and after a while, when she found that Mehran was still keeping going on there, she would go back. And so once when she was going in the train, it was traditional to take a flower garland. After all, he was a perfect master. I mean, she accepted him as a spiritual personality. She would take this garland, but in her mind, she knew she was going to have to fight for them when she went there. So she, as the train was nearing the station, where Maharaj, Upati Maharaj's station, she opened the garland from the basket and held it in her hand. In the meantime, my mind was saying all sorts of things about the old man. And when she got down there, she bowed down and put the garland round the Upati Maharaj. And Mara said, fine, fine, wonderful garland of shoes. Shoes? Said she, Maharaj, these are flowers. Yes, and how much did you abuse me while you had those flowers in your head? And Mara had to laugh and admit it, but therefore she had great respect for Mara, knowing that she knew what she had done.